doing? Oh, no. You are not getting away that easy. Do you realize what a sign this must be? Literally from the gods themselves. And no, I mean, come on. It is pouring on our 6-month anniversary. And we happen to be out in it? Come on, humor me at least. That is not humoring me. Yes, we were just out for dinner, but, and that is a big but at that, it is not the point. Come on, just a moment. Please. I know that I'm a dork. However, you are the one who loves a dork. So what does that say about you, huh? I mean, you could have said anything. Anything at all. You could have complimented me. You could have said something snarky, but instead, you brag about your immaculate taste. Maybe that makes you a dork, too. It is still so disappointing how awful it is kissing in the rain. Yes, we can go inside. Why are you so anxious to get in? I know you still don't like being out in the rain, but you seem rather antsy. Yes, you are. I am definitely not the one being antsy. Surprise. Jazz? No, you hate jazz. Yes, I do know that. When we were first talking about music and like our tastes and stuff, I told you it was one of my favorites. And you said that you really didn't like it. And that's why I usually wear earbuds when I'm listening around you. Oh, yeah, I mean, I really, really didn't want to annoy you, so that's why I wear them when I do my makeup or I make us breakfast. It's just, it's not actually because I just like loud music. I mean, if it was, then there is no reasonable explanation for me blasting metalcore at 2 in the morning. Wait, why does this sound exactly like my jazz playlist? How would you copy it if you've never even heard it? So, you pretended to be asleep and then used Shazam to copy every song that you heard? Wait, when you sleep over at my place, I've played that music like 3 separate times. But why would you do that? You did all that just for tonight? No, there's gotta be some reason. How do you know that it's important to me? I mean, it could just be a favorite genre. Like rock or, you know, like One Direction, which we don't talk about. It could just be like that. I don't just listen to it in the mornings. Fine, mostly. You really want to know why it's important. But first, what? I mean, that is one of my favorites. I am not dancing. Mm-mm. I don't care if it's got an intro like that. I refuse. Oh, you can't make that face at me. Ugh, fine, fine. I mean, I guess it's not so bad if we're just swaying and I've got, like, my head rested on your chest. It's fine, fine. But only under those conditions. Okay, okay, okay. When I was growing up, my mom was kind of absent in my life, as you know. So I would spend a lot of time, especially like in the summer, with my grandma. And she introduced me to jazz. She would listen to it all the time, but every time I stayed over, each morning, I would wake up to her playing one of her jazz CDs, especially Frank Sinatra, Renee Olmsted, Louis Armstrong, favorite. And she would always sing along while she was cooking us breakfast. When I would wake up and the first thing I'd hear was jazz, I knew I was gonna be okay. I don't know, several reasons probably. Like, for one, I don't talk about her a lot because she died when I was 14, so that affected me, and it still does. And two, I mean, every single time I'd listen to jazz around my exes, they would make me feel bad about it. Like, for a moment, they would take away a good memory or this amazing feeling that I would have, and I would just accept it and act like it didn't bother me, just so they wouldn't get upset. So that is why I wear headphones, so those worries of it happening again wouldn't be as overwhelming. No, I know it's silly, it's just those mornings in the kitchen, the jazz playing and the smell of her French toast and bacon. They're some of my favorite memories. Most treasured, actually. So, though I do primarily listen to that playlist in the mornings, it's just because starting my days off with jazz music, it's like mentally telling myself I'm gonna be okay today. No, 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 you definitely, you did not say the wrong thing. Do you really believe you could spend the rest of your mornings with it, like, in the background? Yes, I would be there. You do all that just because it made me happy and you want to see me happy? Oh, wow. No, you're not making me cry. Well, maybe a little. But it's only because I've never felt this happy in a relationship before. No one has ever done things like this for me. I was always the one surprising and going out of my way. I didn't think it would feel like this. I mean, what you make me feel is happy, like real, honest happiness. And I appreciate you so much for showing me what it's like. I love you. And I will be remembering this moment forever. Yes, I know it's cheesy saying forever like that, but I mean it. I really do. What? I don't think your surprise is gonna top the other ones. Wait, it's not gonna make me cry, is it? What? Fine. Yes, my eyes are closed. You're not gonna scare me, are you? Because after what happened with the clown mask, you should definitely know that when it comes to my fight or flight, I either run when the crowd runs and I ask questions later, or, as you have unfortunately learned, I may freak out and punch. Sorry about that again. But hey, now you know I'm scared of clowns. That was a joke. Please laugh. I'm cute? Oh, jeez. You are gonna scare me, aren't you? I mean, on the list of ways to get my heart racing, that is not my preferred preference. You promise? Fine. Fine. But hey, it still made you laugh, so, points for me. Okay. Let's see what you planned. Oh, look! There really is a cake! Wait, no! Is that red velvet from my favorite bakery? Baby! That's like an hour away! And you still went? No, I'm not gonna cry again. I've realized, how bad I feel because I got you the stupidest gift ever. And I wasn't even expecting anything from you, so now it's, like, really stupid. Hold on, let me get my purse. Please don't laugh, because if I had known, I would have spent more time trying to show you my love instead of, spending a stupid week on this. Okay, here. Yes, it's a mix CD. See, I told you it was stupid. I made it because you've got the out-of-date stereo for when you work out in the garage. Just, I thought it would be cute. Yeah, I did make the casing and I put all the art on it. It's definitely not as impressive as what you've done, though. All the songs look familiar because it's like the soundtrack of us. It starts with the song playing when we met. Yes, I remember it because it was like a little sexy, suggestive song, and I couldn't stop thinking about how funny it was because when I met you, I just kept thinking, God, he is handsome. I still think that whenever I see you, but like, anyway, it's got a variety of songs, like, that song we sang for karaoke because you had one too many at the bar and I had somehow convinced you this is the best thing to do. that face shows you remember it. I even included your favorite Rocky Horror song. It's also got the song that you passionately sang at the concert. You know, the one that made you tear up because you got to hear your favorite song live. And it's also got that country song that played when we walked into the restaurant for our official first date because our original first date was a bit of a mess. I mean, to be fair, yes, it was a mess, but It was also my favorite date of ours. Yes, really? Yes, absolutely. I know we didn't do anything date-worthy, but you still did everything that mattered at the same time. Because it was 2 nights after that night, and you were busy at work all day, and we hadn't talked, but we had planned to, you know, have the date at 7, so you showed up at like 6:45, and when I answered the door, I was in sweats and half asleep and holding a stupid tissue in my nose. Yes, I know, I'm always full of surprises. The point, though, is that you didn't even hesitate. You just started taking care of me. Even though I did encourage you to leave because I didn't want you to get sick, too. Anyway. You took care of me in ways that you may not have even realized. Went to the grocery store because I didn't have any medicine. And while you were there, you picked up ice cream so that when I did feel like eating, I would have something sweet. And you even watched Empire Records with me, which I know you secretly love. maybe a little? Sure. But, and don't judge me for this. I know it's gonna be corny and it's gonna be silly and I'm probably gonna look like a massive dork while I'm saying it, but when we were watching it and my head was on your lap, you know, because we were on the couch and, which I still don't know why we weren't in bed, but anyway, we were on the couch and my head was in your lap. There was this moment when you were playing with my hair and we were laughing at the chase scene after the kid was caught stealing. I just, yes, my face is getting red. Shush, I'm getting all sappy. Shush, stop making that face at me. I felt like I caught a glimpse of my future with you. And in that moment, all I wanted was to experience everything with you. Yes, really. I fell in love with you before all of that. But ever since that night, I keep finding more glimpses, and they all make me fall even more in love with you. More than I thought possible, I might add. You're gonna kiss me, aren't you? You've got that dopey look on your face like I just made you fall in love with me some more. Am I right? Maybe. Uh-huh. I don't think so. You know, I may still have some damage that I'm still working through, as you know, but I can confidently say that you are truly nothing like the others. Even when we have arguments, it just feels different. I don't even know if that makes sense, but it's a feeling, I feel it. Nope. What do you feel? You can't possibly know that. Because how the hell can you possibly know that you're gonna propose to me by our 1 year? We could break up tomorrow for all you know. We could break up 2 weeks from now. I mean, you could realize that you actually hate me. Not a chance. You're that confident. You just feel it. Fine. But what if I beat you at it? Huh? Yes, we may very well have a proposal off. It's the next big rom-com. I can feel it. See, I can feel things too. And you know what? I can take ya. You can't mess with me. Don't call me cute. I'm very threatening right now. Come on. I could propose to you just as much as you can. So what if I beat you to it, hmm? You think you're gonna propose by the by the 1 year? Well, I could propose right now. No, because I don't have a speech repair. But that's not the point. I could do it anytime, and what are you gonna do about it? Don't say that. Now I'm gonna wonder if you're gonna propose to me. Stop it. Too cute. We can both be cute. Damn, shush. You have made today perfect, though. FYI. We could have just sat on the couch in pajamas eating cake, and it still would have been perfect because you are you, and that itself is pretty damn amazing. Oh, that can still happen. You washed the clothes that I left behind? Oh, or aren't you sweet? Oh, that really is really sweet. You know, I do believe that there were some sweats with that pile, so why don't we get changed and you let me borrow, steal one of your hoodies? Don't give me that look, you know I'm gonna steal it. Doesn't matter. I'm gonna do it. It's just, you're missing the point. We can do all that, okay? And we can eat some cake because you got the best cake in the world, okay? We have to eat that. Although you can't judge me for how much I eat, okay? That'd be rude. No, we're not having an eat-off. No, because I'll beat you and then I'll feel bloated and you'll feel bad and then I'll have to have belly rubs, okay? There's a time and a place for an eat-off and now it's not one of them, okay? And we can watch movies or whatever. I don't really care as long as you're there. It does sound perfect, doesn't it? One more kiss, though. I love you. Okay. Now, before you grab me and tickle me, let's just consider the fact that your butt was just there and you were wearing those jeans that make him look so fine. I mean, you know I'm a butt girl. And your butt was just on display. It was there and it was calling out to me. No, stop it. I had to. I'm gonna get it. Okay, you know what? Completely worth it. No, please don't. I can deal with this. I am a firm believer in this decision I have made, so stop looking at me like you're gonna grab me. Stop it. No, stop it. No, stop it. No, stop. You didn't think that through. Oh, you did. You planned for us to fall back on the couch and for you to squash me? No. No. You don't know if I was planning for this, but you know what? You're comfy. Although I'd prefer to be laying on you because this is an awkward position. I love you too. Now, we should discuss whether or not that means that I don't have to be punished or anything because it was just a booty slap. No, I'm still gonna get it. Oh, jeez. Nope, I still stand with my decision. And there's a 50-50 chance I may just smack it again. Yeah, that is so. Yeah, what are you gonna do about it, tough guy, huh? Oh no, I know what you're gonna do about it. I'm just trying to play it off.